Well, obviously, food safety will be one of the first. There's high public anxiety about food safety now in the wake of things like the peanut butter outbreak recently. And, of course, with the president speaking about it on Saturday, that's going to be a pretty high priority. But there are also issues like drug safety, the safety of imports from foreign countries. She's going to have a full plate.
And so does the FDA operate in too many spectrums at once? Ensuring food safety has been a big issue. But earlier last year, we were dealing with drug safety, especially about imported drugs coming from places like China. So do they have too many, feet in too many areas, or can they best handle all the oversight that they are mandated to handle?
FDA does have a vast responsibility. It regulates about 25% of consumer spending, which is a huge amount of products. And some think the food system at FDA should be broken off into a separate food safety agency. But there are also reasons not to do that, because FDA, I think, is a well-functioning agency if it's adequately resourced. But some programs in FDA, like the food safety program, have simply not had the staff to keep up with the challenges.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting when Congress is talking about consolidating financial oversight and breaking up food and drug oversight, sort of going two different directions there at once. With respect to the FDA, though, there's also discussion that they might get tobacco as something to regulate. This has been a dream of Congressman Waxman for many years. And do you think they could handle that one?
Well, that's right. There is a bill that may well pass this year. And some people argue that that's going to add to FDA's burden. In my view, the tobacco bill comes with a very sufficient funding source of user fees from the tobacco manufacturers. So I would be pretty optimistic that could be a successful program because it's going to have sufficient funding.
And is it your view that the way that FDA operates in trying to work with as partners the food producers, is that a good way of operating? Is that the way they should continue to operate? Or how should FDA monitor food safety in the country, do you think?
Well, the FDA scientists have a good relationship with industry producers. The problem is that the current system relies on an FDA inspector to go into a facility and essentially approve it as operating properly. That means you just get a snapshot of that day. Both the industry and the FDA scientists recognize that there's a more modern way to do it, using a system known as preventive controls, where the manufacturer monitors their own system every day, so that FDA inspection is really more an audit of the manufacturer's system. And that's been proven to work in other areas. So that's the kind of change that needs to occur in food safety.
We're speaking with William Hubbard, former Associate Commissioner for Policy and Planning at the Food and Drug Administration. And that auditing of processes, that's kind of how the FAA does it, isn't it?
It's a common process that was developed first by NASA for the by Pillsbury for NASA for the space program back in the 1960s, and FDA uses it on seafood and juice now, so it needs to be expanded to the entire food supply.
And I wanted to ask you about Dr. Margaret Hamburg. She is the nominee for FDA commissioner, and she comes from New York City, which is a fairly large and complicated place, almost as complicated as the FDA, I'm sure. And what do you make of the prospect of her success there?
She's got a very good background. She's very well trained. She's worked in Washington as an assistant secretary, but she's also run a large health department in New York City, which has responsibility for things like immunizations, restaurant inspections. So she's got the management experience, the background, the training. I think she's a terrific choice.
And do you see her job at the FDA as one of continuing operation, or do you think she should change some direction? And what advice would you give? I know you don't probably want to give her advice, but I mean, if you were giving her some counsel, what would you say about her direction at the FDA?
Well, Jane, I think she's going to get a lot of advice from both Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill, as well as the administration, saying there does need to be change, that FDA's reputation has dropped in recent years. Many people are not as confident in the FDA as they were, and there's going to have to be some significant changes in some areas. So I think she's going to get that advice, and I'm sure she's going to heed it and want to make some fairly significant changes at the FDA.
Well, we thank you for joining us this morning. It sounds like there's a lot ahead for FDA and for food, and I think that's a high concern for everybody because we all eat.
Well, not only that, but it just when it came down to the level of peanut butter, I think people really started to say, you know, if that can be affected, then just about anything in the food chain can be affected.
Yeah, if it was like snails in a can, well, probably wouldn't have been the same deal as if it was peanut butter.
But you would say, Mr. Hubbard, that people should have confidence in their food supply?
Absolutely. You know, FDA is an agency that touches us every day from the moment we get up in the morning to the time we go to bed at night. And it's the kind of agency that needs to be given the ability to do its job because it literally touches our lives. It regulates not only food and drugs, but our TV sets, our cell phones, our medical equipment. It has a vast responsibility. And so we need a strong FDA.
Absolutely true. And I think we have a strong FDA. It's just that there have been some chinks that have shown up lately that I think point to some of the concerns that you shared, that maybe they just don't have the staff to do the oversight that's needed.
I think you're right.